President Akufo-Addo's latest appointments have received mixed reactions. Some experts raised issues about the creation of new ministries and the realignment of old ones. A communication and media expert, Dr. Echezike Nku, told Radio Ghana that as the president seeks to execute a unique agenda, he should also be mindful that some of the new ministries are superfluous. Dr. Sikanku, however, praised President Akufo-Addo for his style of nomination, describing it as democratic. He spoke to Rita Ampabing-Tete.
We have a new president, and he has decided to adopt a new approach in the announcement of his ministers. I think the norm is that you probably have a list of ministers sent from the presidency to parliament or circulated to the press, and then a discussion ensues and goes on. And in all of these, he would hold a press conference, the people will be present, he will mention their name, he will talk about them, talk about their background, talk about what he hopes to get from them, and then introduce them. So I think there are advantages and disadvantages. And I hope you look at this from the holistic perspective. The advantage is that it is refreshing, it is new, it is creative, it is exciting, it is a new way of doing something. And so it's kind of different. The second thing is that at least, I mean, you really get to see the president display what I call the power of the president, the office of authority. You also get to see the president and the chemistry between him and the ministers. If you realize, he seems to have a very good rapport with them. He seems to know them very well. So he doesn't look like somebody who just appoints without knowing what he's doing. Okay, so you see a chemistry between the president and his nominees. It looks like these are people he knows very well. It also gives us an opportunity to learn about the background and the expertise of the people who are being appointed. But I think one of the most important things this does also is for us to learn why he makes the decisions he makes. You know, I mean, a lot of times when the names come out, all of us are left in a certain vacuum. Why did he, this person is a doctor, why did he appoint him to sports? I thought he would go to health. You know, that kind of thing. And we are left.
Is it not also because probably the president wants these people to do specific duties?
Yeah, he can do specific things, but those specific things can still be done. All I was saying was that it gave him the opportunity to explain exactly why he would point one person over the other. And one of the explanations would have been that it is because I want this person to do a specific thing. I'm just saying, it gave him the opportunity to explain exactly what you said, that maybe it is because I want this person to bring his energy or to bring his passion or to bring his competency in another area to bear. So when you look at health, he has defined, you see, and that's the advantage of doing this. He tells you what his major focus is as far as the particular is, what he sees as his approach or his vision. You know, it demystifies the presidency so that we don't think about it as somebody hiding in a room somewhere. How does the Flagstaff House look like? What do they do? You know, it makes it very open, and it gives some legitimacy and credibility to the president. Now that is advantage. You know, I think that it is a potential. it potentially, leads to some duplication. Okay, duplication in terms of the structure and in terms of how it's done.
Dr. Echezike Nku is a communication and media expert.
The president of Imani Ghana, Franklin Cudjoe, has expressed concern about the number of appointments made by President Akufo-Addo. Mr. Cudjoe, in an interview with Radio Ghana, stressed the importance of the president checking his appointments and running a lean government to protect the purse. He said there are government agencies that can handle specific projects that the government want to prioritize, adding that creating a new ministry for such projects and agenda is uncalled for. He spoke to George Sapple.
I think in all, the 25 ministries that so far we've had, the human beings occupying them are very good people. I think they've got experience on their side, and they are achievers in their ways as well. The only issue I have really has to do with whether we need to put all these very competent people into ministries that are depleted, superfluous, I think. I don't think you need 3 security-related ministries in order to keep the security of this country. We are not going to war. So you don't need the ministry for security. When you have a ministry, an interior ministry, I don't think you need that.
But if you listen to the president's explanation to that, he was fulfilling the Security and Intelligence Act, that expert provision within it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the fact that there's a law doesn't mean that its use may necessarily bring us greater good. There's something we call legal plunder. can use a lot to slander. You can have the species or everything under the sun. What you do is that you are looking at resources. Don't forget that the president has actually campaigned on the fact that he's going to run a government of making sure the first of the country is utilized profitably.
Yes.
Not just against corruption, but utilized profitably. I obviously do not think that the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of Railways, and the Ministry of Roads and Highways, the demands are so huge that we need a train. So you need just one, do all of that, and then put... You see, we have the Ghana Railway Development Authority. The problems of the railway sector is that it's one of money. It's not one of human resource. To do is to look carefully at how to raise money and convince uptakers of the, heavy users of that ministry, of that entity. You convince miners, you convince huge users like Cocoa, and then make sure that you float bonds. Float bonds, get the money, make sure investments come in, and let some of these heavy users hold the process. And I think we should be learning from others as well. Look, in the UK, they have a department they call DEFRA, which was recently realigned again to take on more work.
But with the new ministry, for railway monitoring and evaluation and regional reorganization and all that, one will argue that it explains the president's priority and how he wants to see those sectors really develop. So he wants to give it that exclusive attention for development.
You have attention, you can give attention any day, depending on what you want to achieve. As I've said, it is not the fact, it's not in the people you need to perform the task so much as executing the task profitably.
Yeah.
There are the Standard Railway Development Authority exists. In fact, the whole infrastructure legion of this country is not that mammoth enough. All you need is a Ministry of Transport. We are in an era of smart governance, and people are all over the world. Governments are reeling under the pain of resources. So what you don't want to do is to create another avenue of bloating the bureaucracy.
You just heard Franklin Cudjoe, who is with Imani Ghana.
The executive chairman of the State Enterprises Commission, Dr. Kamita Bazi, says the creation of new ministries is critical to any government, but government must also bear in mind that the law can only allow 10 to 19 cabinet ministers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Bazi said the president could have set up a task force for some of the specific ministries created. He said the creation of new ministries will have a serious impact on the national purse.
In terms of the number of the new ministries that he has created, there will be the need for realignment and the need for focus on specific areas. So there is nothing wrong in creating new ministries. However, our law says that we need to have between 10 and 19 ministries.
Mm.
Now, these are supposed to be cabinet-level ministries.
Ministry.
So as long as we are within the law, there is no problem with it. Now, the one ministry that I personally have a problem with is the one for the regional reorganization.
Mm.
Now, much as it is an area of focus for the new government, I think that it is within the remit of the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to look at reorganization of local government from the region to the district to the unit committee level.
Mm.
However, because he has a focus there, he's decided to create a ministry. Now, the question is, once the regions have been reorganized, then what? My take is that what could have happened is, because it's a focus area, a priority area, he could have set up a task force to specifically look at the modalities of doing it, get the recommendations and everything, and pass it on to the Ministry of Local Government to implement. And that would have been the way I would have suggested that we go about it.
There's been realignment where we have water resources and sanitation. Can we create that link between the two?
That ministry actually needed to separate the works and housing from the water.
Water, yeah.
So it's in order that he has done that, and I think it's a good thing.
Let's focus on whether as a nation we will have that enough resources to really handle these ministries and the new ones also created, because over the years we've complained a lot that we don't have much, and we should see how best we can minimize on some of these things. Will these ministries really have a toll on our resources that we have?
Definitely. During our last interview, if you remember, I told you
I did this analysis, and I said it was not cast in stone. Administrations will have to realign and restructure based on focus, areas of priority, and that sort of thing. However, when I did the calculation, I think we could save 60 million cedis.
60?
At the 16.
1-6,
at the,
okay.
Yeah, 1-6. At the time, by reducing the number of ministries from, at that time, it was 23 ministries to 14. And we could save 16 million by just the number of vehicles that we were going to buy for the ministers alone. And that did not include recurrent expenditure, salaries and emoluments, and all those compensations that go along with it. And so, yes, we can save a lot of resources if we trim down the number of ministries we have, and we can still focus on areas of priority by strengthening the relevant institutions under the ministry to deliver on what we intend to deliver without necessarily creating new ministries.
You heard the executive chairman of the State Enterprises Commission, Dr.